Amen, 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 Dr. Pastor Vanessa. Glory to God. Well, we are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you because we have the victory in him. Thank you for this call. Thank you for the leaders of this call. Thank you, Lord God, for the co-founders of this call, Lord God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God. Thank you that they heard your voice, they listened to you, and manifestation has taken place. And here we are, the Master's Call. Thank you as the word goes forward, Lord. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to be an encouragement. And we will receive your word. It will be placed on good ground in the name of Jesus. No type of hindrances, no type of obstruction, no type of disconnections in Jesus' name. And we thank you for Artist Life, the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Lord, because that's how many of us have gotten connected. So we thank you, we honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family, I'm going to turn the call over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. God bless you, precious.
God bless you, too, and thank you. Thank you for the joy that you have this morning. Thank you for greeting and seating us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that wonderful tag, Victory in Jesus Friday. We know that thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank him for that. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for taking us into the throne room with praise and worship unto our King of Glory, that we have the victory. The victory is ours, and what a mighty God that we serve. He is mighty in all his ways, and we thank you. My name is Keisha Lee, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call on this morning. I ask the Lord to bless each person on this line in a special way today. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture it was founded on was Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time, 365, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and corporately will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, or maybe even lead worship or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. Once again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Presidential Friday on the morning motivational call, and the beautiful Platinum President Anastasia Lewis will be hosting that call. And also here on the TMC call, we have our second half, and we ask in all that will and desire prayer or have a praise report to share with us to stay on the call after the word is brought to us on today. We thank you that we have finished our 10-day corporate quarterly corporate fast on yesterday, and it went off very, very well. We ask each and every one of you to listen out for the next one, that maybe you can join it in with us on that time. At this time, I would like to read a little bio of our speaker on today, who is the great Minister Cynthia Cox. The Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. She was elected in 2008 for this position and has held it for the last 10 years. She serves as DC 37 Union member and a delegate, Vice President of Pension Social Security, life member of the National Council of Negro Women, also a life member of the NAACP. She is a New York State chaplain. She advocates for families on issues of social and economic needs. Minister Cynthia sings gospel and is the treasurer at the AME Zion Church on the Hill. She is a floor captain and a graduate of the New York Police Department Citizen Police. There is so much more that I can say about Minister Cynthia Cox, and I did not give it all to you, so I ask and encourage you that you go to our website and read her full bio, and you will see that she is very busy, she's very involved, and she's effective in her city and her church. So at this time, without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. You can take it over.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that awesome introduction. I'll pay you later. God bless you. Have a great day. Minister Robin, I thank you for the victory Friday. Yeah, Jesus is victory. Victory is mine. I can't thank you enough for this call. And I just want to first say good morning and happy Friday. I'm praising God this morning. I am shouting all over my place here in New York. I'm so grateful this morning. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for ushering us in. What a mighty God we serve. We are victory is mine. So, you know, that's some songs that we sing in church. And when you start singing this morning, it just resonates with me. We do that a lot. So we got to thank God this morning for waking us up to a new day, you know. Without him, we wouldn't be here. Lord, I just want to say I'm giving honor and thanks to the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Rutherford, for the massive call Monday through Friday. Tune in. You certainly get spiritual fit. That's so great. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artists' life and connecting us, everyone together worldwide. Our health and wellness product. So we thank them because they hadn't been with us, we would not be together. But we give God praise. And in my subject today, sometimes I might write something and feed on something else, but God bring me to another level. Your timings are in God's hand. Your timing is in God's hands. Amen. You know, sometimes we think we have it on, but God is the only one that's in control of our life. We have to really think about that. Me, as a person on the move all the time, I really have to regroup and just say, Lord, you are the one. You're the one that leads me to take me where I'm at today, because without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at. I thank God for my grandparents also that led us to the Lord when we was growing up. You know, I look at the things now that people don't even take their kids to church. You have to be connected to the Lord. You have to be connected. If not, you certainly will get disconnected. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I may not understand how everything really works out, but I trust you. I trust you, Lord. I don't see it a way, but I know you will make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, God is, he's the only one. He has this in his hand. We got to appreciate everything that comes in our lives. And I can't thank him enough for all the things that I have when I'm walking on a new journey. But God is at the helm of it. He's leading me because they say, why are you doing that? I said, because God gave me the gifts. We have gifts. We have a lot of gifts. But a lot of people right now, they didn't use any of their gifts. And I laugh sometimes. I said, I'm using mine, my grandmother, and everyone else's gifts, but I'm using the gifts. So God's timing is in God's hand. His timing is in his hand, not your hands, in God's hand. So we have to think about that. We have to really wrestle with that sometimes. And I think about, you know, me coming here to be on this call. It is in God's hand. We come because we have to help the spirit. We can be able to dial the phone and do things. And it's in God's hand. So take it serious. Amen? Take it serious. Your time is in God's hands. My holy hands are absolutely capable of caring for you and meeting your needs. I want you to relax in God's soothing and watch care. Watch carefully and trust God. Trust him. Do what is best. You know, sometimes we don't understand. Do what is best for him, because being in New York and being in the political world, it's not easy. It might look easy, look glamorous, but it's a lot of work involved, and we have to be able to lead our flock, lead the people so that they can understand that, you know, your time is in God's hand, not your hands. You got to understand how God works, because I am totally trustworthy. It's safe to commit both what and when of your life is in my care. It's understanding that God cares for us. He loves us. He appreciates, but we have to take time to understand. I often hear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, you got to wrestle with this. You have to really get into it and just study the Bible, you know, because it's important that you move forward, because God sees everything. You can't fool nobody but yourself. You can't fool God, because he sees it all. So that's why I understand when I'm on this call that I'm doing something that people need to hear. They want to hear a good word. They want to go out and say, oh, wow, Ms. Cox, she's really connected. I want to stay connected. As long as you remain on the side of the heaven, you will have to submit to the reality of time. Amen? Consider the following example. A bride whose wedding date has been set for yearning to fast forward to that magic date. But her longing does not change the passion of time. She must wait. You must wait. Someone who is suffering may yearn for relief. Like, we have the products now. We have health and wellness products. You know, you have to be able to share, because it is important right now. Because so many people are sick, and we have the products to share to help. So we got to relieve them. We got to relieve. And you want that. Some people want it instantly. They want to get well instantly. But we also must wait. Wait on the Lord. I know how to live above the trance of time. I am in the master. I am in its masters. If you're struggling with having to wait for something, turn to God and trust accepting him. You have to accept him. You have to trust God at all times, not sometimes, all the time, because he's in the control. He sees everything. Like I said, in the control child, he sees everything. Don't fight against what you cannot change. Instead, rejoice and know that the master of time understands your struggles. Love you were with it, and the everlasting love. So I just want to say, because on Wednesday, we honored 9/11. Wednesday, everyone honored 9/11. My brother Garner drove the buses for the MTA in New York City. He is one of the first responders to remove everyone from the World Trade Center. And, you know, he lost the battle with cancer. But, you know, on March 23rd, 2018, I truly miss Garner right now. But, you know, your time is everything, because I, you know, sometimes that's why you have to appreciate and love one another. I can't say it enough. You have to appreciate and love one another, because, you know, you could be in a hurry, rushing and doing things, but when, you know, God, you don't know when he's going to take you. You don't know when this time is up. You just, you know, that's why your time is in God's hands. So you don't know. I don't know. All I know right now, I have to serve. I have to serve the community. I have to serve while God gave me the health and strength. Serve. But in Psalms 31, I was reading 31 and 14 says, but I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of the enemy, from those who are pursuing me. Trust in the Lord at all times. He doesn't fail. We have so many things going on in our lives that we don't understand, but I know that God is in my life. He's want me this far by faith. I trust in him, and I trust him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. God is in the blessing business. He don't fail. He fails. He doesn't fail. We fail to listen. We fail to even get on our knees. Sometimes it's so funny when I'm moving with people and I pray. I do. I have to pray day and night. You don't stop praying. You don't take time. You don't stop. You don't say, oh, no, you got to stop and pray. Now, we was in our fashion, and me and Minister Jack was partners. I would call. I said, Lord, let me call. Let me stop. Let me stop because it's time. This is the reason for this. But Dr. PK putting this together. We must stop and pray. We must give God the praise. And your timing in God's hands. Your timing are in God's hands, not your hand, amen, God's hand. So I was reading in 1 Peter, verse 2 and 8 says, the scripture says, I will put the stone in the ground in Jerusalem. Everything will be built on this important and precious rock. Everyone who trusts him will never be disappointed. And you're, like I said, in God's time. Your time is in God's hands. Your time is in God's hands. Love each other like brothers and sisters. Give each other more honor than yours you want for yourself. Do not be lazy, but work hard. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Be joyful because you have hope. We have patience with this hope is coming and praying all the time. Share with God people who needs help. Your time is in God's hand because you don't have the time to waste. You, every minute when you wake up, you have to, this is a precious time. Like I said, precious. Lord, take my hand. Be so good to people. Mother Oliver, I appreciate her. She's 103 points. She'll be 104 on October 30th. She is so precious. You have to take the time. They said, your time is in God's hand. Her time is in God's hand. That's what we have to do. I'm so thankful that I could be able to put her on that. And like they said, that one that blesses is Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus, but that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3 and 4 says, that's why we have to say timing is everything. Your timing in God's hands. So we must take the time and pray. We must take the time and say, God, he gives you signals. Oh, yes, I know for myself. God gave me some signals, and I have to stop and pray. Yes, I be moving fast, but I said stop, like Miss Cox, stop. And you have to rest, because if not, it will make you think about your timing in God's hands. So every time you think you're doing things, you have to think about what God has for us. He has this call for us, but some of us come, some of us don't. But I tell you every morning, I can't afford to miss the call, because I need this feeding of the mind. I need to go out. When I walk outside here in New York City, I feel good about going out. I'm not afraid. I said, my time is in God's hand, because I can be in a rush, but you know, God said he's not in a rush. It is our time to just understand how God works. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believe only him that sent and has every lasting life, but shall not come into condemnation, but be a passing from death to life. So I'm thinking about how God works, and he works beautiful things in our life. Just like I am embarking on a journey right now, going towards moving forward in the politics, that is not my doing. It's God's doing, because I think about it. I have to smile because I feel so good about it. I feel so good about it. Everyone is just wow. They say, wow, Ms. Cox, you really, they call me honorable. Well, you know, I don't do nothing but smile. I said, it ain't me, it's God. If I hadn't had God on my side, if I hadn't had him in my life, what would I be? Would I be doing this? Would God gave me the gift? God gave me the talent. God gave me everything. He gave it to all of us. One thing I can say about God, he doesn't deny. He doesn't deny you, me, everybody, because every time we can do what we do here on this call, that's why I said thank you, Jesus, for what he has done, what he has put me through because God, it hadn't been for God, I wouldn't be here. I hadn't been for God showing me the way because it hadn't been for me going in the right direction with the grandparents guiding me, Lord Jesus, and God was in him. He was the one. He was leading them. They knew what to do. Parents knew what to do. They know how to say, I got to let you serve the Lord, because if you things go wrong, you know how to get on your knees and say, thank you, Jesus. Help me. The victory is mine. Yes, the victory is mine. I know his victory is mine. I have been through some things in my life, but God has took the hem of my garment and kept moving. He moved me through the things, and I said, what a mighty God we serve, Lord Jesus. Every day you think about what God is doing for you, you got to jump up. You got to praise him without ceasing, praise him. I said, live, love, and laugh. You got to always think that God is on our side. We can't speak it enough. We can't praise him enough. He's not, like I always love to say, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time. Not sometimes. He's not sometimes. He's the same today, tomorrow, and always. So I said, if we understand the Lord has appeared old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with all everlasting love. Therefore, loving and kindness, I have drawn you. Amen. That's Jeremiah 31 and 3. So we're going to love one another. We're going to appreciate. We're going to say, your timing is in God's hand. We must know that we have understand. We must appreciate it, what God has done. We thank him. I can't thank him enough. I appreciate my life. I appreciate being here. I'm just so grateful this morning. And it said, victory is mine. Yes, the victory is mine this morning. I just can't thank him enough. I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed, blessed. I shall have the fruit of body. I shall be blessed. God blesses us all. We got to understand it. How to know that this day is that we understand that we love one another. If we understand love, we can move forward. We can do the right thing. We can have faith in what we're doing. Thank God for what we're doing. For if the man think himself as something, when he is nothing, he deceitful himself. How Galatians 6:3 says, Surely God, I will not hear that, neither will I Almighty forget it. I will do whatever God asks me to do today. I will thank him today. I can't praise him enough. God is the good God. He's not changing us. We have to be able to change. Whenever he puts something before us, let us take it and move forward. Let us help somebody today. Look, put somebody on the call today. Look on everyone that's proud and bring him to love. Truly, God is in our lives, but we got to understand how God works. I know that I looked at what I'm doing here today, and I can't thank him enough. I say to myself, I say to God, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when we pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And that's in Mark 11:24. Call upon me, I will answer thee. And mighty things which he's thou knowest. And we understand that God, whatever we ask, we receive of him, because he keeps his commandment. Do these things that pleases in his sight. That's 1 John 3:22. He's not yet therefore like unto them, for your Father knows things that you need. Before you even ask. Amen. I can't. That is Matthew 6:6. I guess you say I'm smiling because that is so true. I can't say that again. Be not therefore like unto them, for that your Father knows what things you need and has, and of before you ask for them. That's why we are on that fast, and that's a thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you. I tell you things, so many things that has transpired since I've been on that fast, and I just, I'm so thankful. That's what I'm saying. I'm thankful. The righteous will cry out to the Lord, hear me, deliver them out of their wounds. Psalms 34:17. I just keep thanking him. I can't thank him enough for all the things he's done. So I am grateful this morning. I'm grateful this morning. And your time is in God's hand. So be so appreciative. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate what God has given you. Thank him. and love, and more important, go out and love somebody today. Go out and share whatever you have. Share with someone today, because your time is in God's hands. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you on this morning. That was a profound word on this morning, and also a timely word. Your timing is in God's hands. I will ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction and take us over into the second call. Turn it over after a few announcements. Let us pray over our prayer request. Father, your word said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We thank you for this word on today. And Father God, as we stand together, Father, we repent, oh Father God, if we've misused your time in the name of Jesus. But we thank you right now, Father God, Lord, that you are God of another chance, God of God, Lord, that we can get it right, Father, and we bless your great name. Father, we lift up your daughter before you, Cynthia, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, Lord, that she poured your word out on us today. And God, as she poured out, we ask, Lord, that you fill her cup once again, another God. Lord, restore, Father God, all that she poured out, Father. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet. And whatever soul, Father, she stands in need of, Father, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, and Lord, that you can provide, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa on today. We thank you for these mighty, mighty women of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that the Holy Ghost power rests, rule, and abide on the inside of them, God. We ask, Lord, that you continually keep them stirred, oh, Father God. Lord, is there a blessing to the masses, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask, and Lord, that you meet every need of theirs, oh, God. And we declare that your anointing, Father, never leaves them, and your glory rests, oh, Father God. Bless them. Bless their homes, bless their families in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family and every distributor, Father, every customer, new and old, oh, Father God, and the ones to come. God, Lord, that you just bless, Father God, and let your hand be upon this company and upon your people like never before. Father, thank you that we in position, Father God, to be a help, Father, to the masses, oh, God. And, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you give us wisdom on every turn, God, in the name of Jesus, in favor. We thank you, Father. Father, we pray for the sick and the shut in on this morning, God, and asking, Lord, as we press in and touch the hem of your garment, God, Lord, that you releasing your virtues like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know them by name, God, and Lord, we lift them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare life. We declare wholeness here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we lift up the bereaved families today, God. Lord, you said that you will comfort those that mourn in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, that you are God to see and knows, oh, Father, you are God that's everywhere. Father, we thank you for your omnipresence, oh, God. We thank you that you are mighty God, and, Father, you able, Father God, to take care of us. Father, we lift up Mother Josie and Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, almighty God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're moving upon them in a special way, Father. We thank you, Father God, for big girl Taryn, God, and the St. Jude kids, oh, God, all over the world, Lord, that you're going in. Your presence is in every space, Father, and your healing virtues are flowing even now. We thank you right now, Father. You said that you will forgive all our iniquities and heal our diseases, Father. You sent your word, Father, and healed and delivered them from all destruction, and we thank you for your word. Your word is mighty. Father, we love you right now. Lord, we thank you, and we thank you for this powerful message on today that was brought by your daughter. We ask him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, that you strengthen the desires of the people's hearts today. And if they want to hear this message, they can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone this morning and opening the call with that prayer and that powerful tag that Jesus is our victory today on Friday. Thank you, Minister Sharon, once again, for taking us into the throne room. Very awesome. And thank you once again, Minister Cynthia Cox, for that powerful message on this morning, timely word. Would you come and close us out with the benediction and turn it over for our second half?
Okay. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is with you for us. And in your time is in God's hand. Thank you. Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you. Oh, we thank you for that rich word today, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, reminding us the importance of being timely and what you do with God's time. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning again to our TMC family. Thank you again, Minister Sharon, for taking us into the very presence of God, reminding us the victory is in Jesus. Victory is ours. Again, thank you, Minister Robert, for greeting each and every one of us. And Minister Keisha, so good to hear your voice again for this season. Thank you for hosting our call this morning. Well, and I also want to acknowledge our co-founder. We know she is en route to Atlanta this morning. Please keep her in your prayers as she's participating in the expo this weekend, Black Women's Expo. They're celebrating 25 years and a lot of festivities going on, so we're keeping her lifted up in prayer. Well, this is Friday, where we always, on Fridays, open up the queue, open to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports. All you have to do is hit *6 and then 1, and it will bring you into the queue so that we can continue to bombard heaven in prayer. Many of us have some awesome praise reports from our time of prayer and fasting, where we saw God move in our behalf. But we definitely want to realize that this is the place, the platform, and where his presence and power prevail, where it is so good to lock in agreement with your fellow believers so that truly his kingdom come and his will be done in our lives. We always want to lift up our artists, our life family, and our founders, and keep them lifted up in prayer, lifting up especially Alejandre and Elvia for the wisdom and the strategies from heaven in this season. We continue to pray for our family in the Bahamas, and there's literally the night storm brewing right near them again in the Bahamas, so please keep all of them in prayer. I spoke with Platinum President Anastasia earlier this week. Again, she is in Atlanta, but her church, Jubilee Christian Center, and other churches there in those islands are just doing everything they can. So we're encouraging all of our artists, my family, to do one of two things, to either go to Anastasia Lewis's Facebook page, and you'll scroll down and see the address where you can send things if you want to that'll be shipped directly to the Bahamas. She reminded me that oftentimes, even though it's a great, safe organization, the Red Cross, or even with FEMA, it doesn't always trickle down directly to those folks who need it. So our folks there need everything. We want to pray for them. We also are doing a campaign where you can go into your back office or call our corporate office and let them know what you know, buy something, and then they will ship it where it'll be sent directly to our family members who are saying they need their red Levine, they need their bras and garments. They've lost everything. And so that way you're being blessed as you are a blessing when you can buy some product and get the points for it in your back office. And you let them know when you call, it'll be shipped where it'll get directly to our Artist Life family. So we want to keep these things in prayer today as we petition God that he continue to do what only he can do and intervene as only he can intervene. All right, the queue is open. No one's coming to the queue yet. Remember, all you have to do is hit *6, then 1, and it will bring you directly into the queue. If it's any praise reports or prayer requests, we would love to hear them now. This is your time. We are coming up on October 25th. This call will literally be 9 years old. We have not missed not one weekday morning. We have been here faithfully since we did our first call back on October 25th in 2010. As we're coming up to another October, it's so hard to believe that God has just been so good and so faithful to us throughout the years. And so we definitely want to thank God for that. All righty. Well, if there's nobody going to come into the queue, I'm trusting that all is well. If there should be some prayers. There we go. Good morning. Good morning again. Thank you for being such the anointed worshiper this morning. Good morning, Minister Sharon from Pearland, Texas. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report?
Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Just want to remind you that your fast and your praying is not in vain. We do have victory over whatever the situation you laid before the Father, including I'm about to head out in about 10 minutes to go get some blood work done. And so I'm speaking victory even over that this morning. And that's all I have. Great word, Minister Cynthia.
All right, and we are already speaking the victory with the results, and so that all is well, amen, and we'll keep you and your entire family lifted up in prayer, amen. Anyone else, all you have to do is hit *6 and then 1, and it will bring you into the queue this morning. Okay, if not, we won't belabor the time. I know Minister Brenda is also traveling this morning, as well as Dr. PK. So we're going to be praying traveling mercies for them this morning. Let me make a note. I am asking, it just came to my mind, I'm a trustee at my church here in Purview, and we have been praying so much for Mr. Brown's daughter. She's probably in her early 30s. She had been battling cancer, and she transitioned yesterday morning, and when Mrs. Brown called, was able to pray with her. She was her youngest daughter, and when I say for the last 7-8 months, they had been driving those 50 miles back and forth and bringing her home to stay with them. Just doing everything, and we were definitely praying, but she did transition. So if we could remember to pray for the Brown family, to just comfort them in this time of loss. She did have two boys, I think. She was an engineer, and they think it was because of her exposure to some of the fumes and gases and things where she was working at a plant down outside near the Houston Ship Channel for years. And so that was kind of a hit for our church and definitely for our trustee, Mr. Brown. But God has him and has the entire family. So if you all could keep the Brown family lifted up in prayer, we praise God for his faithfulness. All right, well, I'm going to go on and go to the Lord in prayer. I don't see anyone else coming to the queue. That means all is well. God is. Father, I just thank you on this faithful Friday where we have been taught, as we always have, to shout the victory, and we have been ministered in song to be reminded that we have the victory in you. The Jehovah Nisi is the banner of victory we wave this morning. So we thank you that the power of prayer and intercession and fasting, thank you for birthing the many desires of our heart that your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. We thank you just that you've allowed us another day. Your mercies are new every morning, and we never want to take for granted your grace and your mercy, your faithfulness when we have not been faithful, your steadfast love, Father. Even when we have wavered, we always can run to you, the rock that's higher than us. We thank you this morning for your presence and your power and you always holding us steadfast in your hand. For this call, for coming up on 9 years, you've allowed it to be a safe place where those all around the country and the world can call in and hear a word from you and have our hearts encouraged, our minds enlightened, and our spirits fortified. We don't take that for granted, Daddy God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you use this great company of Artist Life to knit our lives, our hearts, our purposes together. So we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, Father. We thank you that Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon over 30 years ago said yes. We thank you, Father, that you allowed him, though he thought it was a hiccup from hell when he got fired at 50 years old from the government. Oh, you were directing him another way of destiny. Thank you for his obedience to see and to walk through this journey to form this company. We thank you for his loving wife, Miss Armedia. Thank you for even allowing them the 46 years of beautiful marriage and union. And we just speak the blessings of God for many, many more. We thank you for Antonio, his son, and Alejandre and Elvia, how they have taken the baton and are leading this company into the next leg of the journey. We continually pray for their wisdom, and you, of course, Daddy God, giving them your strategies from heaven, you downloading, Father, your destiny for this company, and that they have ears to hear and a heart to receive and obey. Thank you for the corporate team that surrounds him to be his, to be their legs, their Aaron and their her. We thank you for this field of business partners that come together each morning to pray, to petition, to push forth the will of God in the land. Bless us. Keep us steady and strong, focused and faithful in you, that your hand is so clearly on this company, Father, that the spirit of family that Papa asks for, that decrees and declares and prays for, that allows us to openly celebrate you. We thank you, Father. We don't take that for granted. This morning, we lift up our co-founder, Dr. PK, and I just speak blessings for her at this conference that you safely are getting there, her there to Atlanta, and the blood hedge of protection around her, strength to her body, peace to her heart, all to be well back home in Asheville, North Carolina, while she is away. I just thank you, Father, for the new energy and life that you've given her. I just continue to keep her in the hollow of your hand. I thank you for our prayer general in transit. Just keep them just with your blood hedge of protection around them and all of our family members who may be in transition of this morning. Now, Father, we pray for our mouthpiece who brought the message from the throne room of God this morning. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you that you're stirring up that hunger for more of you to step out into this arena of politics. As many of us watched the debate last night, and we know it often can be a dark arena, but you want the light of Christ in Minister Cynthia to shine bright there in New York. So we just pray for her favor, her success. But this morning, we thank you for the deposit of the word that she put into us. Now we're asking you, Father God, to pour back virtue into her. Continue to stretch her. Continue to let her see that there's so much more inside of her and her willingness for you to want to use her and use her up. So we thank you that you are restoring Virtue, but also, God, reminding her that there's even a greater work for her to do. Now, Father, we pray for those family members and all those people who have been so affected by the Hurricane Dorian. We pray for our Bahamas family. We pray for all of those affected, and we just ask for your divine intervention. We just thank you, Father, that we have hope no matter what. And in this sin-fallen world, when many ask why or how could this happen, we know that the enemy has never fought fair. But oh, but when we're rooted and grounded in you, we know, just like Joseph said in that 50th chapter of that book of the beginnings in Genesis, that what the devil means for bad, God, we know you're turning it around for good. Now, even as this night storm is trying to form now, we speak to the winds and the waves. We decree and declare and cancel your assignment right now and send you back into the middle of the ocean, uninhabited, where you can harm no one. Father, remind them of their authority in you. Father, let us lock in agreement. You said in Matthew 18, whatsoever this storm, this hurricane trying to collect itself is a whatsoever, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind this storm. We curse its assignment. We nullify its existence, and we speak its demise. And, Father, we know you will divinely intervene. You will divinely intervene. Now, Father, for those who are still there, who have suffered so much, you be their waymaker. You be their provider. You be their protector. And we just speak the blood of Jesus, knowing that your word does not return void. And as we lock in faith in Isaiah 55, that 11th verse, you promised us that you would attend to those words and they would have the bullseye, the pog of faith to hit the mark in the realm of the heaven and do our bidding. Now we dispatch our ministry angels, Michael, archangel of war, warring angels, go. Now, war in our behalf. Father, there's more with them than it is with the darkness. So we thank you that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders come as we stay locked in agreement and saying only what you say. Now, Father, I ask you to continue to lift up Platinum President Anastasia and touch her with the leadership that comes from you, Daddy God, as she speaks encouragement to her team in the Bahamas and the other many family members we have in the Bahamas who have to look to you and trust and lean on you. We already know that we're going to hear some praise reports. We're going to hear some victories of how your hand stayed and protected them in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up our dear minister, Sharon. Pour back virtue into her for her pouring out in song to us this morning. Now, when she's headed toward to the doctor's office to get some blood work done, we ask for that Holy Ghost blood transfusion from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Touch her now. Touch her body. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. You know the other desires, concerns, petitions on her heart, and we ask you, Father, to meet them, each and every one, to touch as only you could do. We thank you for Brother Kenneth and her husband and all that he has been and done in their home and in their family. We call out her daughter-in-law, Leslie. We just continue to send the word of healing. Her sister, Jackie, and all of the family, the blood of Jesus, do its working power in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you to lift up the Brown family. We know Maya's in your presence, and she no longer has any pain. I ask you to comfort Mr. and Mrs. Marshall and Lois Brown, such faithful parents, so dutiful, and right by her side when she transitioned into your presence. Now, Father, we just ask you to give them that supernatural peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Father, I comfort a mother as I heard in her voice when she called me yesterday morning. As I prayed, Father, let those words and all of us who are praying, let them out, the church, just step up and be there for this family as they've been for so many years for all of us. Now I just thank you, Father, that where you have put a period, we won't try to put a comma. We'll hold on to the horns of the altar and trust in you. Give them the joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And for all of those we know and don't know, but you know, who have had loved ones transition and are walking through seasons of grief, we ask you to be their comforter, to console them, to be their balm of Gilead, to heal that sin-sick soul that's hurting, real pain, and you alone can comfort them. So we just thank you, Father, even for those that we don't know who may be battling infirmities in their body. We just speak to Jehovah Rapha, healing, victory. Now, Father, there's some folks on this line who need a word from you, direction from you. You still are our Jehovah Rohi, our guide, our shepherd. You told us if we lack wisdom in James 1:5, we could ask it of you, and you would give it to us liberally. Download your strategies into our understanding. Speak to our hearts, and we will, as Isaiah 1 tells us, be willing and obedient to your word and your will for our lives. Now, we thank you, God, that as we go out this weekend, we ask you to bless our Super Saturdays all over the country as we come together. Just anoint them with your presence and your power. Touch especially this minister's Super Saturday here in Houston tomorrow. Just let the church know. So many sick believers that there's answers. Father, as we heard yesterday on Testimonial Thursday, as Medea was praying out, as Ms. Williams was praying for a solution, praying for an answer, you ordered her steps across Mr. Deborah's path. Father, we're the answer to someone's prayer. Now order our steps so that we truly are your ministers in the marketplace, that through your divine intervention, you answer and use even us as your tools in your hand. So we just thank you, Father, for doing the exceeding abundantly above, more than we could ever ask or think. And as we leave this call, we covenant with you to do all you've called us to do. And then with great expectation and anticipation, we look forward to you doing what we cannot do. So we thank you, Father, blessing us name by name, person by person. As I look at this dashboard, Father, every name represents a family, represents a destiny, represents a legacy. Have your way, Spirit of the living God, that we will always serve you and you will bless us, yes, as your word says in Deuteronomy 28, the 3 and even 4 generations. Lift us up. Remind us of the bigger picture, that we're your kingdom builders. So we go out knowing. We go out knowing that the victory is ours, because we've read the back of the book and we know we win. We go out with a mindset and a mouth that only says what you say about us. In Revelations 12:11, that we are your overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I decree and declare over each and every life and legacy on this line that we were blessed and that we are highly favored and that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper and that every tongue, any tongue, all tongues, that try to rise against us, you, Daddy God, you shall put them to shame. So dressed in the armor of God, clothed in your righteousness, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you as we have interceded and prayed for what you're doing. And, oh, Father, we look forward to what you're going to do. And we shout the victory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, our TMC family, and have an absolutely anointed, assigned, blessed day. Bye-bye.